You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free. Get in
zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Born to love. Welcome to the podcast Born to Love. I'm Ellie Kemper.
And I'm Scott Eckert.
This is our show. We do it every week. We have a guest come on and talk about something, anything in the world that they love. It's an uplifting, buoyant, joyful podcast. We start it off every week with an angel singing the theme song. That's me. I'm the angel. The theme song is what you just heard. Scott, how are you? How was your week? What happened?
Oh, my good Lord, Ellie. I'm great. This is always one of the best parts of my week. A peek behind the curtain, we made Ellie sing the theme song 3 times because I kept screwing it up. And you know what? Each one was better than the last.
I agree. I think we're going to do a compilation. I don't know if it's going to be a blooper. I don't know if it's going to be bonus material. I don't know. But it's recorded. I had my recording on the whole time. You know, it should be preserved for all eternity. They were great songs.
Absolutely. We would expect nothing less from our Chelsea Peretti episode. We have a very, very funny actress. I'm sure all of you know her, Chelsea Peretti. She's going to be joining us a little bit later to talk about her love of slimy foods. But before that, Ellie, can I share something that I discovered I love this week? Something I had never done before.
Something you didn't know you loved because you had never done it before?
I had never done it before. If you asked me, Scott, would you love this thing? I would say, well, maybe. I have no desire to try.
What?
Go-karting. Adult go-karting, super fast.
Yep.
In this like arena type indoor thing. The carts were electric so that it could be indoor. There weren't gasoline fumes. The carts go like, I don't know, 35 to 40 miles an hour. I was sort of arm twisted into doing it by my son. He was like, Dad, we gotta go. I went expecting to have a leisurely little bumper car type experience around the track. We showed up and they're like, no. Adults go on their own. Kids, we couldn't even do it with our kids. We watched the kids. It was cute. They were in their little cars.
Yeah.
And they're like, these are the grown-up cars. And Ellie,
uh-oh,
they looked like f***ing race cars. And that's how they felt.
Oh.
It was insane. I had to put on a helmet. There were all kinds of safety protocols.
Name one.
The helmet was one. They're all seat belts. And they had the big barriers so that when you crash, and there were crashes.
What?
But they were okay. Everybody was okay. It's important for me to say that.
Yep.
Have you ever been go-karting, Ellie? Do you have any idea what this is like?
Let me expose my ignorance of the subject. Not only have I never been go-karting, although that was you as of last week. You hadn't been go-karting, so
it's not
like a crazy admission of ignorance.
Well, now I'm the world's greatest expert.
Well, that's it. But the other, but this is what is really going to blow some of our go-karters away. My just like lack of knowledge here. What's the difference between go-karting and bumper cars?
Sure. So bumper cars are in like it's a free for all, right? And the point is to just smash against each other and have fun. Go-karts are like little mini amateur race cars, and you go down a track, a super twisty, turny track, and then you try to win the race. I ran two races. The first race, we were the first ones there, was just with me and my wife. And I was like, oh, this is fun. And I will tell you, the first half of it, I was terrified.
Yeah.
I was like, I am afraid. And I was like, I internalized in myself. I was like, Scott, this is just not you. You're an indoor kid. You're not supposed to be driving this car this fast. My wife was like, just a bat out of hell, right? But then something happened. As I became one with the cart, as I could really feel the speed deep in my bones, and specifically as I mastered, and I will use that word mastered.
Yeah.
Those hairpin turns so that I was screeching around the corners, yeah. Right? Because you got to take them fast, but not too fast or you'll crash.
Sure.
I really got into it. And for the second race, it was me, my wife, and 10 other people, 10 other adults, all of whom seemed to be regular racers. They had their own gear. Like, you know how at a bowling alley, some people are just there for fun, and then there's the league players?
Yeah.
These people seem to be regularly go-karting, and it brought out a sort of primal fire in me that I can't remember experiencing recently. It's just like, that son of a
yep.
bumped me and almost smashed me into the wall. All I want to do is, number one, defeat him, but also I want to smash him.
Right.
Which I didn't do.
No, but, and I'm glad you didn't. And I'm glad you exercised restraint. Scott, what I don't understand about this story, which is like, I am envious that you discover, is there's so little in life that I love. No, I'm kidding. That I discover as a new love. It's always the same. It's finding delight in the things that already exist for me, but looking at them a new way. That's what I found. So to discover a new interest entirely is enviable. And my further question to you, it was a child's birthday party? Is that what you said?
My son wanted to go for his birthday. He had been with some other kid had a party at the go-kart
sure.
place.
Yep.
And then all he wanted for his birthday was to go go-karting with us. So we were like, okay, fine. And then I found this beast inside of me, this speed demon
right.
that just wanted to get
right.
out.
Right, right, right. I thought you knew the other 10 adults.
No, 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 Ellie. They were strangers.
Oh,
we were the interlopers. It was regulars and the two of us, my wife and myself. And Ellie, I came in third.
Buried the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Although I should say you buried the third lead.
Buried the competition is what I buried.
Oh! Crash.
I think there's a great deal of luck involved. There must be, because they were all better than I was. But I enjoyed the hell out of it. And it took me about, 5 minutes after the first race to be like, hey, Vanessa, we should organize like a party for the grown-ups for
yeah.
this. So.
Well, what a great outlet for tension release, a stress reliever, as you said, I guess a place to channel any rage that you didn't even know you had, unlocking the beast within you. Scott, I am looking up. I'm on the East Coast. I'm looking up a go-kart place that I'll never go to, but I'll know exists. Scott, what a wonderful love you discovered this week. I'm so
well,
happy
you,
for
Ellie.
You.
Thank you.
I'm happy for both of us, in fact, because we get to chat with the very funny, very charismatic Chelsea Peretti. Chelsea Peretti, if I can sum it up, comedy powerhouse, okay? This woman is an actress. She's a stand-up comedian, a writer, a podcaster, and now a director. Chelsea starred as Gina in the hit sitcom Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Before that, she was an award-winning writer for Parks and Recreation. She wrote for Saturday Night Live, and now she is making her directorial debut with the new comedy First Time Female Director, which comes out this spring. Also, her podcast Call Chelsea Peretti just relaunched right here in the family on the Big Money Players Network. So I am so excited to chat with this woman because I just think she is so funny.
One of the funniest people, pound for pound. Super excited to chat with her.
She's going to talk with us about her love of slimy foods, which I truly could not be looking more forward to this conversation. So when we come back, we'll be here with the very lovely Chelsea Peretti.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Guys, we are here with Chelsea Peretti. Chelsea, hi.
Hello. Oh, I need to redo that. Okay. I didn't sound cool. Hey, how are you?
let's for real do it right now.
Okay, thank
guys,
you.
We are here with Chelsea Peretti. Chelsea, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Chelsea is, if you haven't already realized, the coolest guest that we've had on the show yet. So we are so happy to have her.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I hear it a lot, but this, it means a lot. It always feels good.
Chelsea is here today to talk about many things, how she got to be so cool, what coolness means to her, but also her love of slimy foods.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hybrid conversation of like what it's like to be an it girl and slimy foods. The classic 1-2 punch.
Is that 1-2 punch? Okay, wait, we've talked about foods before, and we were talking about this just like right before we started.
Yeah.
Because it is sometimes you think, okay, well, what do I love? Well, is it a hobby? Is it like a person?
I mean, the first things that come to mind, you're going to say dogs. You're going to say pasta. In your case, you're going to say running, a healthy thing that's good for you. In my case, it's carbonara, you know? And then you go, coffee. Sure, I'm obsessed with coffee. But how do you dig deeper? How do you give people refreshing content on your passions? Well, you think about, what did I eat yesterday? I ate natto. This is a Japanese thing that is sort of, I believe, even within Japan, can be controversial in terms of people's palates, but is popular there. I got it because it's supposed to be good for cholesterol. Now, I have high cholesterol, something I'm guessing as a runner you do not have.
My cholesterol is okay for now.
All right. I appreciate your humble kind of approach to cholesterol comparison.
I'm not going to brag about my low cholesterol. All right.
So I tried it, but it was not, you know, it was kind of bland. And, you know, it's a slimy food. It's fermented. I believe it's soybeans fermented in hay. Okay, from what I read. And it was kind of bland, but I was like, okay, I get the allure in a certain way. But then I went on TikTok. It had to be probably 1:30 in the morning. And I watched for like an hour TikToks of people eating natto and largely one girl eating it who's obsessed and has become viral, I think, for eating it.
Oh, wow.
And her preparation, and she was putting different things in it to make it have all these yummy flavors. The next day, I couldn't even wait. I had it for breakfast. I put in sliced up kimchi. I put in sesame oil and soy sauce.
Oh, my gosh.
When I tell you, it was delish.
Yep, yep.
And the sliminess, as I was just kind of reading a little in a panic before this podcast.
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
I got why?
Why am I on a Zoom talking about slimy foods?
You had to do some serious research before. I understand.
I got to get substantive. I got to have a why, you know?
Right. Exact purpose. Yep.
Hello.
Yep.
What's my calling? So what I found is that I think slimy foods in general, which I have recently taken a real liking to, are good for cholesterol.
Well, that is something I would never, I mean, and when I also was reading about slimy foods ahead of time, I didn't want to come up just like a total idiot, ignorant of all slimy foods. And that was not something that I came across in my own research, that slimy foods do help with cholesterol.
Often.
What do you, now, to often.
Right.
We're not making a blanket statement.
No, we aren't. We wouldn't.
No.
But we're not thing, irresponsible in that
way. Everyone needs to think through this for him or her or themselves. But yeah. One thing I want to ask you is watching the TikTok, what was it about it that inspired, like you had tried the, natto?
Natto. I don't know. This is the blind leading the blind, but I believe it is natto. The white natto. Leading the white.
The white
but,
leading the white.
But it is, I think, natto. And since I was young, if someone eats anything and they make it look really good, it could be a bowl of dog shit. I kind of want to try that dog shit. And
now
I think
I've
always believed that there's people who just make food look amazing.
Yes.
Certain friends of mine, if they're eating something, it always looks a little more scrumptious than if someone else is eating it.
Have you found also, and Scott, I feel like I am talking a lot.
No. I'm enjoying. Honestly, the one thing that I'm weighed down by, I as soon as you said that it was soybeans fermented in hay, I've been hung up on apparently my own ignorance as to how fermentation works, because I always thought in order to ferment something, you'd need to like put it in a barrel or something. But apparently you can just put it in hay.
Maybe you do. I mean, hay could fit in a barrel.
Well, what I imagine when you said the hay was that it was wet hay, like in
vinegar.
Well,
I have to defend hay for a second.
Yep.
Don't bark.
We have the audio.
Oh, no. Misbehaving.
As if on cue.
Your dog waited just long enough so that you knew the disobedience was conscious. It was a choice.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
I felt my power for a second, and then it was just, he let me feel it.
Yep.
In this silent pause, and then boom.
Boom.
powerless again.
Back to the hay.
Oh, so what I was going to say in defense of hay, also the name of my forthcoming novel, about a farmer who's accused of burying bodies in hay. No. Nope, not even. I don't stand by that.
No.
I don't stand by that even
as a
joke.
No.
So
that's horrible.
So no, I don't mean horrible. I just think it's not that good of a joke.
Oh.
So I don't stand by my riff on that.
Okay.
The novel riff. I would say to cut it, but I like people to see that even geniuses fail, you know?
Even cool people are sometimes in little moments, not as cool. Just for girls, some macro second.
Girls struggle too.
Okay.
No, but to me, I think that hay sounds good. The taste of hay, to me, conjures a smoky earthiness, which is what it does taste like. And, you know,
I'm not
like,
against that. Yeah.
You know, matcha has that kind of flavor as well. And, you know, to varying degrees and whatever.
Do you want to know something about matcha?
What's okay. matcha?
I see Scott. Okay. Oh, Chelsea, you should have some background.
Scott.
And I'm not saying this as a diss, Scott.
I'm not saying this as a diss. Go ahead. I'm expecting a diss. We all know.
Scott, what? Describe your palate, if you
have to. I want to take a stab at it.
Yeah.
Buttered noodles.
Oh.
Is that your kind of go-to?
That's a very good guess, Chelsea. Someone who's in No. I understand. You peg me as an unadventurous type.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily describe. I would just say something like Taco Bell. Or Doritos.
Wow.
Okay.
Doritos. I know. I love that Scott was like, I enjoy spice.
Unhealthy food, like junk, like just trans fat as a food is typically my diet.
Right. Scott, it's funny you said Doritos. It's the first thing that came to mind when describing his, I think hot. It's like the flavor-blasted goldfish.
Flavor-blasted goldfish I prefer to Doritos.
That's interesting. What a niche.
So it's not that he's against flavor.
Right. But he likes it to be synthetic flavor.
Toxic.
For sure.
Flavor.
Yeah. Yes. The cholesterol is not something I'm worried about. But
that's
probably
cool.
Should be, guys. Tell us what matcha is, Ellie.
Well, that's that's exactly what I was going to bring up. First of all, two things. Actually, three things, because this is I wrote down a list of things I wanted to talk about from earlier. That was a grocery list at the top. That wasn't all the things I have to talk about. But one is matcha.
I want to hear the grocery list afterwards.
Well, the grocery list is going to be, I mean, you guys, when I tell you there is literally white bread on this, that is so funny. It's crossed out because I got it. But it's white bread on this. It's so funny. I always buy whole wheat bread. And yet in the example of my grocery list, there's white bread on it. It's just funny. I don't usually get white bread. Okay, anyway.
What I was spiraling.
I'm out of
You're
control.
Like, it's funny. White bread.
It's funny. There's also spinach. Okay. But I have lost my mind. But I want to tell you three things. The first one is I've never had matcha. I don't know what it tastes like.
Okay.
You've described it as both earthy and smoky.
Yeah, and sometimes it has like a sea, an oceanic. That's when I tap out. Sometimes it has a bit of a ocean flavorness
to it.
I feel like.
Is matcha
I'm sorry.
Itself-
is matcha different from natto, right? I still don't know what matcha is.
Matcha is a beverage.
Matcha is the green.
It's a tea.
It's like a green tea.
All right. Okay.
And I have to think that when you get it at Starbucks, I do think they sweeten it, right? It's not just straight.
I mean, at Starbucks, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something added to that. So matcha was one thing. I've never had it. And I'm telling you that. The second one was when you said sometimes your friends, you have friends who cook food or prepare food in a way that makes you.
Yeah.
Is it almost envious?
Well, usually they would share it, so I feel like it's just appetized.
Oh, I see. Because I have friends who eat, they chew in a way. And I know that's a disorder where, like, you can't stand the sound of people chewing. That's not
I have that. Misophonia.
What is it called?
I think it's called misophonia.
And so what happens to you?
It's just like if someone is chewing gum or something near me on a in a car, I hear every and it's almost all I can think about. Like, imagine if a loud clock was ticking and you were in a silent room.
Yeah.
That's how it feels if someone's chewing gum and I'm just in a normal environment.
My wife just discovered that she has this like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yes, her doctor told her about it. And it was like the scales falling from our eyes because she gets very angry at me for eating in bed sometimes.
That's just decorum.
She gets really upset. This is in keeping with what we know about Scott. She really, really hates it when I eat hot tamales in bed.
that's pretty fair. And the hot tamales are a chewy, very chewy. I mean, there's no
with so much saliva, just like
there's no escaping that chew.
Wait, does anyone else think it's insane that Vanessa, Scott's wife, just was diagnosed with this 2 weeks ago, and Chelsea, you have it?
Well, I mean, I didn't even know it's diagnosable. I just self-diagnosed from Googling, I have been disgusted by chewing sounds for a long time. And it's like, here's what I do. My coping mechanism, you can tell this to your wife. Yeah. I don't know if, well, it depends if she likes hot tamales, but basically I have to chew gum, or I have to eat the tamale so that I don't focus on the other person's. I hear it in my own head and it helps me tune it out. But the weird part is some people, they're chewing, like my dog, I don't care if I hear him chewing.
Right.
It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that's about. That's for another therapy session at another time. But I think it is real.
I believe that it's real. I know people who have it or say that they have it. But we got on this whole chewing, subject, the sensational chewing subject, because... No. Stop.
No.
Because...
Literally, what do I do? I can't even do a podcast with this dog.
You just have to... You know what? It's like notice the distraction and be okay with it.
Should we all meditate?
Yeah.
We have to start barking ourselves so that we don't hear.
I've noticed that you claim you dug deep, you came up with slimy foods, you claim to love slimy foods. What else is there besides?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
My original slimy food palette, the most obvious one, is an over easy egg. Since very young, I've loved dipping the bread in the egg yolk with salt. Great for high cholesterol. Great habit building for someone whose family is prone to high cholesterol. Uh-huh. So that was my earliest. Then there was this place in Oakland that was a sushi boat. It was these little boats that go around. My parents were divorced. My dad took me there for dinner. We'd have dinner once a week. God, that sounds so sad now that I say it out loud. Again.
Well, it was
a different time.
It was a different time.
So one of the things that would go around was these little oysters that had miso and a little scallion and something orange. I'm not sure what it was, a little bit of that on it and some sort of sauce. And my brother and my dad were just slurping these oysters down. And to me, I'm like young. I was 4 years younger and I was like, oh, oysters, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they made it look so good that I wanted to try it. And eventually I did. And I loved it.
Oh, see, that is, I've never had an oyster.
What?
No wonder you guys didn't gravitate towards slimy food. Slimy food. You're like eating white bread and nachos, I'm like, slimy foods, am I right? And you're like, dial tone.
We're like aliens to Earth. We're like, what is this thing?
How is it possible, Ellie, that you've never had an oyster?
It's not that I haven't been in situations where oysters are offered.
Of course,
okay?
No one
can
doubts
we get that
for a
clear?
Second.
Thank you.
That you haven't been offered oysters.
I've been offered. I mean, it's almost a nightly event. But I never say yes because of what you said, which is like, you don't chew them, right? You just swallow them whole?
You kind of lightly chew them. I'm sure different people do different things.
But having said that, I'm not against slimy foods, but I've never had an oyster because I guess I like the chewing part.
Well, now I'm getting scared of oysters because I think climate change, there's these weird bacteria that grow in them that have killed some people.
Yes.
Recently.
Oh, well, right. Well, do you ever wonder, speaking of times being different back then, whenever I'm like, okay, all of the things that we're feeding our kids, all of the things that we're putting in our own bodies, it's just so, unless you're at the farmer's market or growing your own food, you have to put a certain amount of trust in, like, I don't know, corporations. But back then we were wasn't there even less regulation then? So I guess what I'm saying is you just got to hope for the best.
This may be taking it even further off topic,
but I always wonder,
like in medieval times, if I sat it down today at a medieval banquet, I time traveled. Mm-hmm. Would the fruit and vegetables be so much better? Because there's no GMO. Yeah. Maybe the soil was better, less mm-hmm. depleted. I don't know. What yes. foods would be
yes.
amazing and right. way better than anything I've ever tasted? And what would be absolutely disgusting?
Yeah. I think most of it would be absolutely disgusting, right?
But you're a Doritos man. We've established
that's true. Well, that's true. And I'm just talking about in general, because all they have is with what's in, with whatever's within cart distance.
Yeah, the bounty right? of the earth. It's called farm to table.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have like an orange, depending on where you are.
Let me Google that.
Yeah. And while you're Googling that, because that's exactly my question. When we're having oranges and red peppers and things that aren't grown, like that would not normally be available to me, is my body like ready to handle all of these different foods from all around the country?
You mean like, and if, world? If, like you're asking basically, would you get indigestion if you time traveled?
that's exactly what I want to know. And it's taken us a while to get me there. Wow. But you Scott. Know what I mean? Scott?
Scott, I found the answer.
What's
well,
the answer,
I mean, I
Chelsea?
Looked at the first result. It could be complete lies. But the sweet orange, Citrus sinensis, that we know of today appeared only in the 15th century, and it was not found in cookery before the 16th century. So beware. When you read the word orange in medieval text, it always refers to the bitter orange. Oh, so bitter orange.
Bitter orange.
The marmalade.
The marmalade.
I'm just
there.
Saying that there's less variety because the bounty of the earth was more limited wherever you were. Like, they weren't shipping stuff. Spices. There were literally like wars so that people could get cinnamon. Right.
But that's my
like,
point.
That's how awful the food was.
That's my point. Are our bodies like, I know that cavemen and medieval men did not, and women did not live as long. But what I'm asking is, are our bodies meant to like take in foods from all over the world in one stomach?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Or
it's,
are they
just kind of worked out all right?
I think it's worked
fine.
Out
we
all
live
right.
Much yeah. longer now.
but if you transported a medieval king, see, this is the real, this is the, I'm less yeah. interested in going back in time. I would like yeah. to go back in time and pull like Henry VIII to today and feed him like anything because I think he would yeah. be astonished by it. I think he would be like, this is the greatest thing I've
honest.
Ever tasted.
We all know what you want to feed him. It's the silent Doritos that was lurking in your sentence.
It's the flavor blasted goldfish. Henry VIII eats flavor blasted goldfish. It changes his life or gives him explosive diarrhea. One of those two.
Let me ask you this, Scott. Are you a Cool Ranch boy or are you a nacho cheese man?
I mean, it's Sophie's choice, but if I got to choose, I'll go nacho cheese. Cool Ranch, wow. that's a fun diversion from time to time. Why, Chelsea, you're a Cool Ranch girl?
Cool Ranch blows nacho cheese out of the water.
But Cool Ranch is like a different thing. It's like a different organism. I don't even consider it a Dorito.
Ellie, I'm going to just hold your feet to the fire on this. Have you ever had a Dorito?
Yes,
oh,
I have.
Or you just eaten white bread out of a bag after your 20-mile runs. You know?
Ellie,
who are you people?
You're so
no
terrified.
No oysters, all white bread.
I think that we've uncovered a truth about Ellie, that she's
what?
Secretly suspicious that we should not be eating a variety of foods.
Yeah, she's
so
thinks
afraid,
it's scientifically
so
dangerous.
Afraid that despite, you know, how countless tuxedoed waiters bringing her trays of oysters, she's yet to take the plunge.
I'm like, it started in St. Louis where I grew up, and I'm like, we're nowhere near the sea. Are oysters only in the ocean?
I think so. Are That's they? A good example, though. The king of the whatever's never yeah. had an oyster. They wouldn't be transported.
Yeah, so it started then. I was so suspicious of anything that was like trucked in from more than 5 miles away. And now only in my fifth decade am I saying, I don't think we should be eating a variety.
Oh my gosh. This is the worst platform to The worst, what do you call it?
To share that?
Yeah. you want to ban international foods.
I just think it's time.
You're a locavore.
I mean, that actually is like the whole eat local thing. Yeah.
I guess it is.
So you've got your people.
But it's not like to help the earth. It's because you think your stomach's not ready for it.
It's not yet ready.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
I'm waving a tiny spoon to alert you to another slimy food that I recently became obsessed with is okra. Now, I have only had okra in a sort of narrow kind of preparation, but what I did was I cut the stems off and the skinniest part off. This was like a recipe I adapted from online. And then I rubbed the okra dry, put olive oil and salt and grilled it. And it was absolutely amazing. Phenomenal.
That sounds, everyone will think, oh, she's lying again. That, to me, that sounds, I mean, that me, you don't lie, but I have.
No,
been,
I knew it was you.
Okay, good. That sounds delicious to me. But my question is, did grilling it take away any of the sliminess?
Yeah, I think it does. And also I then, because I was so into it, I was like buying okra because it's also not always in season, fresh okra or whatever.
Right.
So then I was doing the same prep, but roasting it in the oven, also delicious.
That anything that you roast, I will love, unless
I love
it's an
roasting.
Oyster. I love roasting.
I love roasting too.
Anything.
And this is the kind of commonality we have been searching for.
I know. And we've been dancing around it.
We've been hunting for it.
Where will we land?
Let's be honest. The three of us at a table, we wouldn't know what to do with each other.
Scott's over there chewing hot tamales and Doritos. I'm sending back all the oysters.
You have a crustless single slice of white bread that you're gumming on.
And you with your slimy foods just slithering all over you.
I mean, white bread honestly is kind of slimy. Like, I was making my child these white bread sandwiches, and then I tried it. I'm like, oh my gosh, the white bread just turns to like gummy.
It does.
Slimy goo. So we may have even more in common than we first.
At first blush. Yeah.
Okay, now I've made a list. Okay, so oysters, I said, natto, okra, egg yolks. Now, also as a kid, my mom used to use the book Joy of Cooking.
Oh, yeah.
And we would make tapioca pudding. Have you had that? That's white.
fits my bill. I love tapioca. I like pudding.
I love tapioca. Now, the homemade from Joy of Cooking is vastly different from tapioca pudding that you buy at a store, because that tapioca pudding is more in texture, similar to like a heavy vanilla pudding. Whereas when you make it out of the Joy of Cooking, you're whipping egg whites and you're folding it in. So it's very like fluffy and it's warm. And we would put mandarin orange segments on it and eat it. It's like warm, fluffy vanilla. It's so good.
We're getting to why you love slimy food so much.
So chia pudding, I'm also a fan of.
Yes.
Slimy, very slimy.
I like chia pudding.
Mushrooms. Now, mushrooms I've gotten into lately even more. What I'll say is I do not like a bland, slimy mushroom, which is what I think a lot of people are turned off by with mushrooms. Yeah. But if you're putting garlic, you're putting white wine, you might even put a little dill in there. You're putting a splash of some kind of vinegar or lemon. It's good.
Delicious.
Okay. Tartare, beef tartare, tuna tartare. I love, as long as it's got enough tang, enough, a little flavor, salt.
Yeah.
Boba tea. Slimy. I love it.
It's very,
you don't like it?
It's very slimy. I don't love it, Scott.
My wife loves it. I don't know. It just seems like a fun drink. Is there a more fun drink?
It almost
drink?
Feels like your wife should be on the show. I relate to your wife.
So far, you relate that she doesn't like hearing her husband eat hot tamales in bed.
I'm like,
and she loves boba.
Yeah, this phantom wife I'm really connecting to. Okay. Snails, escargot. I like.
Never had it.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Insane.
Well, because I haven't had oysters or escargot.
Yeah.
White bread. I am not an adventurous. I do not fly around. No, I just haven't had escargot because.
Fly around. Hold on. Now I'm getting some weird elitist kind of barbs thrown at me because I eat international foods.
No. And a little bit. No. I've never wanted to try escargot.
I believe you.
I believe you also.
But what is it? Tell me how it tastes and
garlic-y.
What it is.
So I'm a huge garlic aficionado. Yeah, a lot of these things, it's about what's put on them. Like mushrooms, you know, snails. It's when you put garlic and butter on a snail and then you put it with bread, it's incredible. And it's served very hot. So it's really... It's almost like you're eating garlic bread. The snail is immaterial.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Raw scallop sushi with yuzu sauce on it.
Yes.
I love.
I've never had a raw scallop.
Oof, raw scallop.
Okay. Lychee, also kind of slimy. I love the texture of lychee as well as the flavor. Some people say lychee.
Ooh.
I never knew how to say it.
It might be lychee.
I don't know. I've only ever had that in a martini. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, that sounds about right, Scott.
That sounds good. I don't drink anymore, but boy, would I kill for a lychee martini.
Exactly right. That sounds
I laugh
more like,
for 20
it's
minutes.
Like me with the white bread. Like,
Chelsea, come back.
Yep.
Only two more on the list.
Oh.
But you saved the best two for last, right?
Yes. Not really. Honestly, probably. Yes. Probably the worst for last because they're not specifically slimy. They're more a little maybe gelatinous.
Oh.
Mochi and tofu.
Tofu.
I love mochi.
Good.
And tofu, so I see what you're saying. They're not exactly slimy. They're chewy, right?
Yeah. I kind of snuck them onto the list at the end just to give it a little extra heft.
I understand. Here's what I want to say. I thought you were going to talk mostly about natto. And then as you listed your foods, I realized, oh my gosh, there's all sorts of slimy foods that I like.
Yeah.
I love a sauteed mushroom, for example. With all of that, I am eager to go deeper into my slimy food journey.
Yeah.
Leave the white bread behind. But thank you for sharing your love with us, Chelsea. And also, I want to know if you have a few minutes to play a game with us called Love It or Loathe It.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to play that game. We are back with It Girl, Chelsea Peretti, and she has agreed to play a game with us that we like to play called Love It or Loathe It. So, Chelsea, these are just items, subjects, things that we are going to mention to you, and
okay. You
tell us if you love the thing or loathe the thing. No gray area, no middle ground. Just you have to love it wholeheartedly or reject it with all your heart. All right, the first item, love it or loathe it, ice cream trucks.
I'm going to say love it. I have to as the kid in me.
Yeah.
That song, those songs, Pavlovian, is that their word? I love that ice cream song. You got to rush out every time you hear it.
Do you find, though, as you get older, it's getting creepier and creepier? I don't think it's changing.
Well, I mean, I was told to have an unequivocal take on ice cream trucks.
Yes.
But the truth of the matter is, as a parent, you're like, you have to get ice cream if there's an ice cream truck, you know, so it's kind of annoying. But, you know, as a kid, it's magical.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I like that you're choosing to go the, you know, childlike path on this subject.
And you got
you choose to embrace it. You gotta kid.
Chelsea, love it or loathe it, shoes off households.
Hate it.
Loathe.
But
instant loathe. I love
have
it.
To carve out that I hate it with white Americans because culturally it is a big part of a lot of cultures. But
yeah.
No, I honestly, it's just like, I do understand it. See, once again, I have to dig in.
I know.
I do understand it. And like when I had my child, it really made more sense because babies are crawling all over the place.
Yes.
You're like, oh yeah, why would we walk all over, put it in? It does make sense. It's just a kind of a hassle.
Yep.
And then when I go to other people's houses, it's like, what if you don't have a pedicure? What if blah, blah, blah. But also it's like their dog will be walking around. I'm like, your dog is not wearing shoes and socks. And that dog is tracking in God knows what. But then some people claim to clean their dog's feet. It's a whole Wikipedia entry, my answer here.
Yep. We've given you an impossible task that you can only love or loathe when we all know in our hearts there's shades of gray. And
100%.
I appreciate your nuance.
Thank you.
I share those the feelings you have about shoes off households.
Okay.
I ask people to take off their shoes in my house, but it's a cleanliness.
It's the right thing to do.
I mean, it's,
at the end of the day, it's correct.
Ellie asks people to take off her shoes.
Love it or loathe it. Venmo.
Loathe. I do not use any of those type of things. I don't trust them.
Yep.
I'm not like big into a lot of technology. Like I don't want a Nest system.
Nope.
I don't want, what's the one at your, the Ring system.
Nope.
I don't want really any of it. And that's what was funny to me about people getting outraged about AI. I'm like, you already have a Nest system in your home. Like you already have like, there should be outrage at every turn.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So wait, you're specifically concerned about the digital thermostat?
Listen, Scott, don't poke holes.
No, I can, like, I don't know, a sentient computer.
Self-driving cars, Scott.
Self-driving cars. No. I tend to agree with you, I think. What amuses me is that Nest is the sticking point. Because all it does
is... Well, because I don't want someone else to be able to turn my heat up.
Yeah.
They hack into the mainframe, all of a sudden it's 100 degrees.
It's like boiling the frog.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just like some nefarious hacker is
keeps yes. turning my
slowly
heat up.
Boiling yes. Chelsea.
That's my worst nightmare.
But that's the thing. It's like, what if they can see, if they can control that, what else? I don't have Nest. I never will. And for that reason, yeah. But Venmo, what do you do then when you owe someone money? Do you pay them cash?
I pay them cash. I pay them check. I wire the money if I need to. But like, yeah. I, Scott, how about respect your guest?
Sorry.
News to him.
Seriously. Hey, why don't you call this game Laugh at Your Feelings? I have a great mistrust of all these things.
They're with you and then some.
Thank you.
All You're right.
welcome.
Chelsea, you loathe Venmo. Totally on board Valid. With that. Let me ask Valid. You this. Love it or loathe it. Velcro.
Love it. It's yeah. handy.
Yeah.
Anyone who, you know, has a small child, you're like, wow, Velcro shoes? Amazing. But also just like, who created it? It's such a clever invention.
NASA did, right?
Did they?
Oh, did they?
Well, that checks out.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense if they yeah. did it. But that also, well, it is so, what is it? It's like a bunch of loops on one side and then it's fuzz on the other, I guess. Yeah. Right? When, now yeah. that I'm thinking about it.
And then they stick together.
Do you know, I was reading about how nobody is teaching their kids, I'm included in this, how to tie their shoes. Because I
don't
have the patience.
What do people, yeah. what does that mean? I mean, they're just learning later because they need
they're
to learn.
They're learning later because adults are doing everything for our children now, you know, yeah. so they don't have independence. Anyway, it's a different problem, but Velcro,
no,
certainly.
No, that's on my to-do list.
Same, but I mean... And the energy.
Everything.
So is sorting. Hey, so hey,
no oh. more! No more barking!
He's like, Velcro, yeah. tied my bark, shoes!
Bark. It's like these barks that are just like, just reminding you I've got the capacity.
I can if I want. Okay. Chelsea, love it or loathe it. Going to the doctor.
My dog. going to the doctor, loathe it. And guess what? Why is everything on the west side in LA? It's like,
I don't know.
Are there no doctors that are open-minded to any other geography? Like, do they all live in Malibu and the Palisades? Like, let's like develop LA a little better. And
why
a little
is,
more.
Are there any downtown? I found the same thing when I lived there, that I was always going to Santa Monica.
It's just too west side oriented.
Yeah.
Healthcare. Well,
but you're a big medical docuseries fan, is that
you're
true?
Right.
Right. So the medical community is interesting, but you know, being subjected to it yourself,
no,
that's,
I just want
that's
them
the
closer.
Rub.
That's right. That's not a discrepancy, Scott. It actually fully yeah. checks out. Yeah. I love yeah. medical docuseries and I want a front row seat to the medical community.
Yep. She wants anyway, them in the backyard. Yeah, that I makes more think, sense.
Yeah, and also like the whole like LA medical scene, like I'm on a wait list for a gynecologist.
Oh, come on.
Like everything in I LA know. Is like, I'm on the list, but in the wrong way. I'm on the wait list. Now for an it girl, that is a tough, bitter pill to swallow. I'm trying to get in and they're like, I'm sorry, we just are at capacity. It's like, please look inside my yeah. vagina.
Yeah.
What do I
just
gotta do?
Need somebody to help.
To take a peek.
Just look. It takes five. It takes 2 minutes. It takes
Seriously.
3 minutes. And it's an it vagina.
No, and it's one of the creme de la creme.
It's creme de la creme. It's the it girl. Everything in LA. Again, I'm talking like I have any authority on the matter. I don't live there anymore. But it is. It's very list oriented. And also it's like. Although I could say the same thing maybe about New York, because I have a great, like, what do you call the person who's just the general practitioner, the person who you go to a checkup? Is that an internist?
General practitioner.
Your primary care physician?
Diarrhea care?
Yeah, diarrhea care. My diarrhea care physician is the best. Okay, Chelsea?
Yes.
Last one.
Final one.
We did save the best for last, Chelsea. Yeah. You're okay. not going to believe this one.
All right.
Love it or loathe it, the forest.
The actual, just any actual forested area, love mm-hmm. it. I'm such a forest girl, and the whole climate change. This is my second climate change mention, but
yeah, well, it's on
your
mind.
Forest fires are heartbreaking because you know, to me, the woods are somewhere that feels safe.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what to get into.
But I know.
The short answer is love the forest, and also there's the whole concept of forest bathing that like. There's actually like a scientific response that your body has to the highly oxygenated air in a forest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, Scott?
I'm not a forest hater. I love forests too.
I just like Scott being like the straw man for everyone.
I do too. It's a role. No, but I listen. And it's interesting because some people, I was going to say, who doesn't love the forest? I know many people who don't. They don't like camping. They don't like being out in the woods.
City people,
city folk, and as a Manhattanite, you might have thought I was one of those. But
you sound like you're from England.
That's like every whenever
as a Manhattanite.
As a Manhattanite, I have found the forest sometimes, but. You won the game, Chelsea. You won.
All
every
right.
answer was correct. Wonderful job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chelsea, thank you for taking any time to talk with us today. I wanted to ask you, are there any projects you want to promote right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, my podcast has come up, right?
Yes. We
talked about it. So what's funny is I do something on my podcast called a food test. Where I ask callers, I list foods, okay? And I go, is it good or bad? And it's rapid fire. And they're supposed to say, and then I tell them if they're right or they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny. And I use sound effects. So like in this podcast, I keep wanting to hit my soundboard. You know, and when we land on a particularly provocative answer, there's a jackpot sound effect.
Yes.
So it's weird. It's like parenthetically, I'm hearing all these sound effects during our conversation. How I would score it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, as an auteur.
What will be interesting is when you tune back in, like in 2 weeks, and suddenly there are all these, we've completely stolen your setup.
My entire arsenal.
Your entire arsenal. And you're like, and suddenly all the love it or loathe it are only food. And we're like, was that public domain?
Sorry.
Well,
listen, no, your way of being is much more peaceful. I think mine is a bit chaotic. So it's an acquired taste, like natto, you know?
Full circle.
Exactly. And my movie that I directed, look for that on the horizon.
I can't wait for that. Chelsea, thank you so much for being on our show and for talking about slimy foods. We are huge fans, so thank you for being our guest.
Likewise, and thanks for having me. And, keep me updated on what you're willing to try in the future.
Yes, I will. And Scott will. Scott, will you?
Sure.
And I'm not exaggerating. I will always think of you when I eat Doritos and white bread.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That means something I'll always carry in my heart.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dinkla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day.
At Mrs. Meyers, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyers, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.